You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science fact, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Hi, I'm Santa, your host. Yesterday, we spoke about living in the world of possibilities. Living in the world of possibilities means that you live life with passion, creativity, and wonder. Children are especially gifted in this regard as they are fearless explorers, learning and growing with every new adventure. When you are a child, everything is an adventure. Retaining some of those qualities will ensure that we live in the world of possibilities. Today, we're talking about staying positive, a way to live life. Staying positive when everyone else is negative and when things go wrong can be quite a daunting task. It requires a great deal of mental strength and resilience to maintain a positive attitude, especially in the face of adversity. The ability to remain optimistic in challenging situations is a valuable skill that can help us navigate through difficult times with grace and resilience. Yes, it is a skill. A recent study from the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine confirms that a positive mindset can decrease the probability of genetic cardiovascular diseases. When faced with negativity and setbacks, it's important to remember that our thoughts and attitudes have a powerful impact on our overall well-being. Studies have shown that individuals who maintain a positive outlook on life are better able to cope with stress, they have stronger immune systems, and they experience greater overall happiness and satisfaction with life. All good things. By choosing to focus on the positive aspects of a situation, we can shift our mindset from one of defeat and despair to one of hope and optimism. One of the key strategies for staying positive in the face of negativity and adversity is to count our blessings, which really refocuses our attention to all the things that provide comfort, warmth, and joy in our lives. I'm reminded of a story Zig Ziglar shared about a person who came up to him after one of his speeches to complain how horrible the employer treated her. The person was very passionately affirming that the employees as well were just not nice people. When Zig refocused her attention to the things that she actually liked about the job, like the flexible work hours, the above average compensation, the great benefits, the attitude started to change. When Zig saw the person like a year later and asked about the work situation, she told him how those quote unquote people had dramatically changed since she had met with Zig. By focusing on our blessings, we can absolutely shift our attention away from the things that are going wrong and towards the things that are going right in our lives. This can help to cultivate a sense of perspective and remind us that even in the midst of challenges, there are still things to be thankful for. Another important strategy for maintaining a positive attitude in difficult times is to remember that setbacks and challenges are a natural part of life. It is normal to experience periods of difficulty and adversity, and it is okay to feel sad, frustrated, or upset when things go wrong. However, by adopting a positive mindset and focusing on solutions rather than dwelling on problems, we can better navigate through challenging times and emerge even stronger on the other side. Setbacks are not permanent. Just because things are going wrong now does not mean that they will always be this way. By adopting a growth mindset and believing in our abilities to overcome challenges, we can better navigate through difficult times and really emerge stronger and more resilient as a result. It's also important to practice self-compassion and kindness towards ourselves during tough times. It's normal to feel discouraged and overwhelmed when things go wrong. I mean, it's okay to give ourselves permission to experience these emotions. By treating ourselves with kindness, with compassion, with understanding, we can better cope with setbacks and challenges and ultimately emerge stronger and more resilient as a result. Keep executing on your plan to achieve, especially when you feel distracted. Let your dreams pull you back into the realm of possibility and success. When you have big dreams, it can help keep you motivated and focused on the future. Remember that small intentional steps lead to great progress. By visualizing your success and making incremental movements towards your goals each day, you can maintain a positive mindset even in the face of challenges. Affirmations and mantras sound so hokey to me. Even though I have a poet's heart, I tend to be more of a pragmatic optimist. This entire podcast has a decidedly work smart bent in contrast to wishful thinking or manifesting from thin air without lifting a finger ever. It's just a different mindset or approach to life. However, with that being said, I found it incredibly empowering to state one's goals in the present tense whenever you start feeling doubtful, distracted, or pensive about your intended future. Instead of saying I will, say I am. I will implies a future action or intention, while I am signifies a present state of being. Shifting our mindset to I am is powerful because you are shaping your reality and wholeheartedly believing that your goals, hopes, and dreams are achievable. They are just somewhere in the future waiting for you to arrive, probably wondering what's taking you so long. With determination and a positive attitude, you can overcome obstacles and turn your aspirations into reality. One positivity book that has stood the test of time is The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. This classic book explores the impact of positive thinking on our lives and provides practical techniques for cultivating a positive mindset. By changing our thoughts and focusing on the positive aspects of life, we can attract more positivity and abundance into our lives. This book teaches us how to reframe negative situations and challenges into opportunities for growth and success. The Power of Positive Thinking emphasizes the importance of self-belief and confidence in achieving our goals. By visualizing our desired outcomes and maintaining a positive attitude, we can overcome obstacles and achieve success in all areas of our lives. Through inspirational stories and practical exercises, Norman Vincent Peale shows us that positive thinking is not just a mindset, but a powerful tool for creating the life that we want. By harnessing the power of positivity, we can transform our thoughts, actions, and ultimately our reality. The book serves as a reminder that our thoughts have the power to shape our experiences and influence the world around us. By adopting a positive mindset and practicing gratitude daily, we can make sure that our dreams and lives are more fulfilling. I also do want to make you aware that Dr. Peale was a person of faith and incorporates prayer into the strategies he discussed and anecdotal information as well. If you like what you're hearing, don't forget to leave a review, follow, and subscribe to my YouTube channel at Do This First. You can also read a full transcript of this podcast episode on my blog, DoThisFirst.life. Until tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain, or past the color blue. I see power in you. Past world you down. Look around, they can't be found. I see a champion in you. I see a champion in you.